We want to thank the Lord for the beautiful hymn.
我们感谢主，刚才我们听到这么美妙的圣诗。
This morning, I would like to speak to you from the book of 2 Kings, 2 Kings 18, verses 1 to 5.
今天早上我要证的道是从列王记下18章1到5节。
And the topic of the message is removing the high places.
我所要证道的题目是除去生命中的秋坛。
Please look with me in your Bibles, at 2 Kings 18, 1 to 5.
请和我一起翻到圣经里的列王记下18章1到5节。
In the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, Hezekiah, son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 29 years. His mother's name was Abijah, daughter of Zechariah. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father David had done. He removed the high places, smashed the sacred stones, and cut down the Asherah poles. He broke into pieces the bronze stake Moses had made, for up to that time, the Israelites had been burning incense to it. It was called Nehushtan.
Verse 5.
Verses 1 to 5.
列王记下十八章一到五节，以色列王以拉的儿子何西亚第三年，犹大王亚哈斯的儿子西西加登基。第二节，他登基的时候年二十五岁，在耶路撒冷作王二十九年。他母亲名叫雅比，是撒加利亚的女儿。第三节，西西加行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他祖大卫一切所行的。他废去丘坛，毁坏柱像，砍下木偶，打碎摩西所造的铜蛇，因为到那时以色列人向铜蛇烧香，西西家叫铜蛇为铜块。
Let's look also at verse 5. It says, Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all the kings of Judah, either before him or after him.
让我们继续来读列王记下十八章第五节，西西家倚靠耶和华以色列的神，在他前后的犹大列王中没有一个及他的。
Let's pray.
让我们大家一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning to worship you.
亲爱的天父，我们今天来到你的面前来敬拜你。
And the only reason that we can worship you is because of the sacrifice of your Son Jesus Christ on the cross for our sins.
我们能来你面前来敬拜你，唯一的原因就是因为你的儿子为了我们的罪死在十字架上。
Father, we desire to give you the glory.
父啊，我们愿意把所有的荣耀都归于您。
As we have been reminded by the hymn and hymn writer this morning, that in all that you do, do all to the glory of God.
就像我们今天早上在听到的诗歌和诗歌的作者所说的，我们所做的一切都要把荣耀献给我们的神。
And Father, I pray that you would use your word to speak to us this morning.
父，我们向你祷告，愿你今天用你的话语来跟我们说话。
Give us spiritual ears to hear what you have to say.
让我们有一双属灵的耳朵，能够听到你要给我们讲的信息。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们把余下的时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Recently, in my devotional times, personal devotional times, I've been going through the Old Testament kings.
最近在我灵修的时候，我在读圣经的时候，我读到了旧约的一些国王。
And as I was going through the kings, I'd like to share with you something that which convicted me in my own life.
在我读到这些旧约的王的故事的时候，有一些这些描述深深的打动了我，让我感到受到谴责。我想和你们一起来分享。我所学到的东西。
As you look at the different kings in the Old Testament, you will see a certain pattern.
如果你仔细的读旧约的这些王的这些历史的话，你会发现它会有一定的一些模式。
King David was always the gold standard by which all the other kings were compared.
当你把所有的旧约的王放在一起做比较的时候，大卫王是所有的王中可以说是一个典范。
He was known as the man after God's own heart.
在圣经里面他被称为是合神心意的人。
And we see in verse 3 of the passage we just read.
在我们刚才读的列王记下十八章的第三节说道。
Where it says, he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father David had done.
第三节说道，他行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他祖大卫一切所行的。
The Old Testament kings were mostly bad kings, described as doing evil in the eyes of the Lord.
在旧约的里的这些王的描述，一般都是一些比较坏的国王，也就是说他们行耶和华眼中看为邪恶的事情。
And we see that idolatry was a constant problem in the Old Testament.
我们也看到在旧约里非常常常出现的一个问题就是偶像崇拜。
And there were some relatively good kings who removed idolatry from their kingdom, but not from the high places.
可是旧约的记述里面也会有一些还不错的国王，他们把偶像崇拜从他们的国家里全部除去，可是他们却没有把偶像崇拜从他们的丘坛里除去。
And you see this repeatedly in the Old Testament in the phrase, the high places, however, were not removed.
所以这就是为什么我们在旧约里常常的一而再再而三的看见这些描述说只是丘坛还没有废去。
They removed the idols in the land, but kept the high places.
他们把国家里面的这些偶像全部去掉了，可是他们却保留了他们国家里的丘坛。
And God saw this as a problem, which is why He mentions it repeatedly.
在神的眼里，这是一个很大的问题，所以他在圣经里重复地讲述这个问题。
So what were the high places that were referred to in this passage?
今天我们经文中所讲的丘坛到底是什么呢？
Basically, high places are simply areas of higher elevation.
所谓丘坛就是那些地势或者海拔比较高的地方。
Originally, they were referring to places where you would worship the Lord.
在最初的丘坛的意思是一个你可以敬拜耶和华的地方。
Example with Noah who built an altar to worship God on a mountain.
比如说诺亚在刚开始他在山上建了第一座坛。
Abraham built an altar on a mountain.
或者是亚伯拉罕也建了筑了他的第一座坛。
But after entering the land of Canaan.
可是自从进入迦南地以后。
High places referred to the elevated places such as hills.That had an altar for sacrifices to pagan gods.
在进入迦南地以后，这个丘坛又有了新的含义。它是指那些海拔比较高的，比如一些小山包上面，他们在那里放上祭坛。
And with these altars, they also had these stone pillars for the worship of the god Baal, who they considered the lord of earth and rain.
在祭坛上不止。只是祭坛献祭的地方，旁边还有一些石柱子，是为了来拜这些叫巴利的一个神。
And they would, oh, sorry.
巴利是掌控土地还有雨水的神。
They would also have these wooden poles called Asherah poles there.
他们旁边还有一些木的柱子。他们管到亚舍拉柱子。
And these poles would represent the goddess of fertility.
这些柱子所代表的就是那些掌控生育，也就是送子娘娘一类的女神。
Who is Asherah?
她的名字叫亚舍拉。
And the female counterpart of Baal.
亚舍拉在神明的世界里，也就是巴里男神叫做巴里女神叫做亚舍拉。
And together they were thought to bring successful crops to the land, so they worshipped this god and goddess.
据说如果你要是同时来拜亚舍拉和巴利的话，你就会有丰收的庄稼，所以大家会一起来拜这两个神。
These high places in the land of Canaan that the Israelites had come into the promised land would also include various sexually immoral practices which would be attractive to the people.
当以色列人进入迦南地的时候，这些所谓的丘坛 不光是敬拜这些神，还同时会发生一些在非常不道德的性行为。对于当初的人们来说是非常具有吸引力的。
So when the Israelites went into the promised land of Canaan, they were commanded to worship God in one central location and not on the high places.
这就是为什么在以色列人进入应许地迦南地的时候，神命令他们在敬拜神的时候一定要有一个中央的地方，大家一起来敬拜神，而不是在丘坛上来做敬拜。
Israelites repeatedly disobeyed.
可是以色列人一而再再而三的来反抗神的这些命令。
These high places continue to be an attraction and a distraction for them.
这些丘坛持续的成为他们生命中非常吸引他们的地方，也是使得他们分心不能专注在神身上的地方。
And we can see the heart of God toward what they were doing.
我们可以从我们可以看到神在他们所做的事情上的心意是什么。
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verses 21 to 22, God says, Do not set up any wooden Asherah pole beside the altar you build to the Lord your God, and do not erect a sacred stone, for these the Lord your God hates.
我们可以看到神的心意在生命记16章21节到22节说道。你为耶和华你的神筑坛，不可在坛旁栽什么树木作为木偶。二十二节，也不可为自己设立柱像，这是耶和华你神所恨恶的。
The reason God hated this, one of the reasons, is because there is no other true God than God Himself.
神所恨恶这件事情，是因为除了神以外，没有一个真神。
And God makes it very clear in Isaiah 45:5 when he says, I am the Lord, and there is no other. Apart from me, there is no God.
在以赛亚书45章5节，我们可以看清楚地看到神的心意。45章5节，我是耶和华，在我以外并没有别神，除了我以外再没有神。
So as long as these high places remain in the land, God's people were not be able to be as completely faithful to the Lord as King David had been.
只要这些丘坛在以色列在迦南地待上一天以色列人没有办法全心全意的忠诚的向着主，就像大卫王所做的一样。
Even if idolatry was removed from the rest of the land, as long as the high places remain, they were a constant attraction and distraction to them.
虽然偶像已经从国家的其他地方去除了，但是只要丘坛存在一天，它持续的成为大家分心的事情，让大家没有办法专心来敬拜神。
The Bible does, however, clearly give us at least two. You can consider them as good kings of Israel who completely removed idolatry even from the high places.
圣经里曾经有两处记载，就是说所谓的一些比较好的国王，他们完全的去除了国家里的偶像，连把丘坛也给去除。
One was Josiah.
一个是约塞亚。
And the other is the king that we see in this passage, Hezekiah.
另外一个就是我们在这些经文中所读到的西家。
In verse 4, we see in the passage that he says, he removed, meaning Hezekiah, removed the high places, smashed the sacred stones, and cut down the Asherah poles. He broke into pieces the bronze snake Moses had made, for up to that time, the Israelites had been burning incense to it. It was called Nehushtan.
如果你读列王记下十八章四节说到他就是指的西西家王，他废去丘坛。毁坏柱像，砍下木偶，打碎摩西所造的铜蛇，因为到那时以色列人仍向铜蛇烧香。西西家叫铜蛇为铜块。
He destroyed the stones and the poles used in pagan worship.
他打碎了神柱砍掉了亚舍拉像。
But it says that he even broke into pieces the bronze snake that Moses had made.
但这里继续说到，他把摩西所做的铜蛇打成碎片。
And because the Israelites were burning incense or worshiping that bronze snake.
因为那个时候以色列人在向铜蛇焚香烧香来拜他。
And this bronze snake we see described in Numbers chapter 21. We don't have time to read it today.
如果你读, 读到明数记的21章的话, 会有详细的记载, 是铜蛇是怎么来的。
The bronze snake was something that God used to save sinning, rebellious Israelites.
铜蛇是神用来拯救当初在犯罪的一些悖逆的以色列人的一个方式。
Numbers 21 tells us that the Israelites had been rebelling and complaining against God to the point where they had gone too far.
在民数记21章说到以色列人当初在违背上帝，他们在抱怨到如此的一个地步，他们好像抱怨得太厉害了。
And the way that God dealt with this rebellion was that he sent poisonous snakes into the camp and which bit some of the people and some of those people died.
所以神是怎么样来对付这些悖逆和抱怨的这些以色列人呢？他在他们中间送去了一些毒蛇，这些毒蛇咬了他们营中的一些人。
When the people started dying, all of a sudden they realized we've done wrong.
当以色列人发现他们旁边的人在被毒蛇咬了死去的时候，他们发现，哦，主啊，我们做错事了。
They go to Moses and they ask for forgiveness of what they have done from God and also from him.
所以他们就来到摩西的面前，他们向摩西求赦免，希望神。
And what God told Moses to do was to create a bronze snake, put it on a pole, and lift up that bronze snake in the middle of the camp. And whoever looked at that bronze snake that was dying would live.
所以神就叫摩西去做了一个铜蛇，把它放在一个杆子上，他叫摩西把这个杆子举起来，放在营中。 营中任何快要死的人，如果他们看一眼这个铜蛇，他们就能活下来。
I want to quickly correct something I just said.
我刚才所说的一些有一些出入，我想改正一下。
They did not directly ask for forgiveness, but they said they admitted we have sinned against God and against you.
当以色列人来到摩西面前的时候，他们并没有直接的向神。 求赦免，他们只是说承认他们做错了，我们犯了罪。But
they recognized they needed to be saved.
但是他们当初知道他们有一个需要，就是他们需要被拯救。That
bronze snake was an object that represented the grace and mercy of God in choosing to save the lives of rebellious people.
那个铜蛇当初是神在拯救这些悖逆的以色列人所。 所一种表示，一种表示是他的恩典和他的怜悯的一个表示。
And whoever was dying and looked upon that snake in faith that snake could help them and could save them, they lived.
当初被蛇咬的快要死的人，他们只要怀着这种信心，就是相信这个铜蛇能救他们的命，他们只要看一眼那个铜蛇，他们的命就保住了。
It was a display of God's grace and mercy.
所以铜蛇是一个。
But that bronze snake became an object of worship.
可是随着时间的推移，这个铜蛇成为人们拜的一个对象。It
did not bring them closer to God, it drove them away from God.
这个铜蛇没有使他们与神的关系更加亲密，而是让他们远离神。And
this is what any idol in our lives will do.
这就是我们生命中有可能任何的偶像。
That bronze snake was a representation of the Savior that would later be provided for the people in this world.
这个铜蛇也就是预表着上帝为这个人类所提供的一个救主。
Who would save them eternally from their sins and from eternal death.
这个救主会永远地把他们从罪里面和从永死里面救出来。
That bronze snake was a representation of Jesus.
那个铜蛇就是耶稣的一个代表。
Jesus himself said to Nicodemus in John 3:14, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up.
就像在约翰福音第3章14节，耶稣与尼哥底母所说的话中讲到，摩西在旷野怎样举蛇。
Even as a snake was lifted up on the pole, and everyone who looked at that snake in faith would live.
就像当初啊，这个铜蛇被举起来放在杆子上一样，所有看到这个铜蛇的人都能够保住他们的性命。
Jesus was saying, "Soon, I will be lifted up on a pole. I will be lifted up on a cross. And whoever looks upon me and recognizes that they are hopeless and helpless, they also will live for eternity."
耶稣说，就像这个铜蛇一样，将来我也会被举起来放在十字架上。所有看着我的，有着信心，认为他们是无助的，是需要我帮助的人。他们也可以看着我而得到永生。
But the problem was that these Israelites turned this bronze snake, this object, into something that they worshipped.
可是问题就是以色列人把这么一个表征，却作为他们崇拜的一个对象。
In other words, it had become another god to them, and they broke the first commandment: "Thou shalt not have any other gods before me."
也就是说他们。违背了十诫中的第一诫，就是说你们在我面前不可以有别的神。
And they broke also the second commandment, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image."
也就是他们在十诫里有第二诫，他们也违背了第二个诫命，就是说不能在我的面前铸任何的偶像。
Idol worship was a constant problem with the Israelites.
对于以色列人来说，偶像崇拜是一个长久的一个问题。
Now you might say, "I don't worship idols. I don't see how this applies to me."
你可能会说，我是不拜偶像的，我不知道今天的讲道对于我有什么关联。
It actually applies to all of us.
其实今天的这个信息对我们每一个人都是有关系的。
For the worship of idols was simply a consequence of the types of gods that they had set up within their hearts.
其实所谓拜偶像是因为。这只是一个外在的表现，在拜偶像之前，我们在心里面已经筑起了这种坛，给这种不同的神、不同的偶像。
It was their way of worshiping a god that they preferred to know and worship.
拜偶像只不过是他们一种想敬拜神的一种表现方式。他们用他们情愿认识和情愿敬拜的这种神。的方式来拜偶像。
And we are not immune to this today either.
我们今天其实也是不能幸免的。
If we look at Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 2 and 3.
如果你翻到以西结书14:2-3的话。
It says, "Then the word of the Lord came to me, 'Son of man, these men have set up idols in their hearts.'" And put wicked stumbling blocks before their faces. Should I let them inquire of me at all? In other words, idolatry begins in our hearts.
以西结书12:2-3说到，耶和华的话就临到我说，人子啊，这些人已将他们的假神接到心里，把陷于罪的绊脚石放在面前，我岂能丝毫被他们求问吗？也就是说，在我们还没有做外在的偶像崇拜之前。我们的偶像崇拜已经在心里开始了。
To these Israelites, the bronze serpent was a god that was tame, that was user-friendly, a god that they preferred.
对于以色列人来说，对于他们来说，铜蛇是一个非常驯服的、非常温顺的、也非常容易使用的，他们愿意来敬拜的一种神。
It allowed them to remain in control of their lives.
敬拜这些拜这些铜蛇，能使他们自己还能完全的掌控他们的生命。
It made no moral demands on them.
因为这些铜蛇在道德上对于他们没有任何的约束和要求。
They did not have to be concerned about judgment.
他们也不用在乎有任何的审判。
They thought that they were worshiping God, but they were not.
他们以为他们所拜的是真神，可是他们所拜的绝不是真神。
We have a similar situation with the Israelites worshiping the golden calf.In Exodus 32, or the golden ephod during the time of Gideon.
如果你去读出埃及记32的时候，能看到以色列人在那时候也是开始拜金牛，或者在基甸的这些时代里面，他们开始拜金以法德。
All these examples show that it is critical that we worship the true God in the correct way.
所有这些例子都告诉我们，如果我们想要敬拜真神的话，我们要用一个正确的方法来敬拜他。
As our chairperson mentioned this morning, we are to worship God in spirit and in truth.
就像今天早上主席告诉我们的，我们在敬拜神的时候要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
In spirit, with all of our hearts and by means of the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做用心灵来敬拜他呢？就是用我们的全心借着圣灵来敬拜他。
And we are to worship God in truth.
什么叫用诚实来敬拜他呢？
According to God's word, as how his word portrays him to be, not how we prefer God to be.
也就是说我们敬拜神的时候，神的话应该是我们敬拜的根基，圣经里是怎么样说，神是什么样的一位神，我们就如何来敬拜他，而不是用我们想象神是什么样的一个模样来敬拜他。
John Calvin said that our hearts are idol factories. They're constantly producing idols in our lives.
约翰加尔文曾经说过，人的心就像一个偶像制造工厂，我们不停地制造新的偶像出来。
We have the tendency to turn things, to turn people, to turn desires, everything that we covet.
我们有这么一个倾向，就是我们把我们身边的事物，我们身边的人，我们的愿望，有时候是欲望，也就是我们所恋慕的这些东西。
Into things that we worship.
把它变成我们所拜的东西。
They become our focus.
它变成我们生命的焦点。
They become what we love.
它变成我们生命的所爱。
They become what we trust and depend on.
它们变成我们所依赖、所仰赖的东西。
They become what we try to put our security, to become our security.
它们成为我们的安全所在。
All of these things which should be applied to God.
可是这些唯有上帝能够满足这些条件。
He should be our focus and what we love and what we trust and so on.
只有神他自己才能成为我们生命的焦点，我们生命的所爱，我们所依靠的，也就还有我们的安全的来源。
And in our lives, we also need the removal of the high places.
在我们的生活中，我们也要除去我们生命中的秋坛。
Which could be analogous to the removal of all vestiges or remainders of idolatry in our lives.
也可能包括我们在生命中任何可能有的一些偶像崇拜的残迹，我们都要把它去除。
If we can remove have most of the idols removed, but if there's some idols that continue to remain, they will continue to be a distraction to our focus on the Lord.
如果我们说我们已经在生活中大多数的偶像都去除了，可是还有那么一小点没有去除，这些剩下来的这些残迹，他们会持续的成为我们中的生活中的搅扰，使我们没有办法专注我们的目光在神的身上。
I want to take a quick look at this topic of idolatry.
我要很快的跟你们讲一下什么叫做偶像崇拜。
Now, when we think of idols, we probably think of figures that are made out of stone or wood.
当我们谈到偶像的时候，我们第一个印象可能是从石头或者从木头里面雕刻出来的有形有体的那些东西。
Things that people bow down to in religious devotion.
大家会想到我们在这些宗教礼拜的时候，大家下跪的时候，就像偶像下拜。
But it is much more than that.
可是偶像的含义不仅仅如此。
We need to understand the nature of idolatry to help us to recognize it and guard against it in our lives.
我们需要清楚偶像到底是怎么一回事，它的本质是什么，这样我们才有办法去防止它在我们生活中侵入我们的生活。
When God created man, man was created with the need to depend on God completely.
当神创造人类的时候，他创造我们的时候，就给了我们这样一个需求，就是说我们完完全全要依靠神。
To delight in God alone.
我们的喜乐来自于神。
To find fulfillment in God alone.
我们的满足感，我们的成就感来自于神。
To worship God alone.
我们唯有来到神的面前来敬拜他。
But when man fell into sin, as it says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
可是当人堕落的时候，犯罪的时候，就像罗马书3:23说到，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
That need to worship God that we all have built within us was redirected in the wrong direction.
当我们犯罪的时候，那个需求就是完完全全的仰赖神的那个需求，也就是神当初放在我们创造我们的时候放在我们身边那个需求， 就被误导引入歧途。
Man began to depend on himself.
人们开始依靠他们自己。
To depend on things.
依靠身边的东西事物。
To delight in things.
他们的喜乐来他们从身边的事物中取得喜乐。
And to worship things rather than God.
然后他们敬拜被创造的东西，而不是敬拜这个创造主。
And also, after sin entered into the world,
在罪来到世界之后，
the natural response to the true God was rebellion and avoidance.
在罪来到世界以后，人们对神的一个这个真神的很自然的一个反应就是，他们开始反抗，开始反叛，他们也躲得神远远的。
To desire to be free to control our own lives.
他们变得非常非常的自立，不愿意依靠于神，他们想自己来掌控他们的生命。
And to not bow before His authority, to not bow before the One who made us.
他们也不愿意服在这个主权神的主权之前，不愿意服在这个创造我们的创造主之前。
And I want to note that the first two of the Ten Commandments that we mentioned previously were given because God knew that fallen man, sinful man, now has that strong desire to turn away from the true God.
如果你们还记得的话，刚才我们所讲的十诫的前两诫，这前两诫，上帝给我们这两诫是两个诫命是有原因的，因为他知道当人犯罪了以后，我们有一个很深切的愿望，那个愿望就是远离他。违背他。
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
你在我们面前不能有别神。
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image.
你不能在我面前雕任何的偶像。
The first two.
这前面的两个诫命。
That is our greatest problem.
是我们最大的问题。
As it has sin has affected our relationship with God.
当罪来到世界，当罪影响到我们的生活的时候，这两诫成为我们生命中最大的问题。
Now we have the desire to turn not to the Creator, but to the created. Not to the one who made us, but to the things that He made.
当罪来到世界的时候，当罪来到我们生命中的时候，我们有这么一个倾向，有这么一个愿望，就是我们不愿意向不愿意来到我们的旧创造主之前。而是愿意来到那些被创造的物品之前。
We see in Romans 1:25 a description of the attitude now of sinful man.
如果你们看罗马书一章十二十五节的，他说到这些罪人的态度。
It says they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen.
罗马书一章二十五节说到，他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主。主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。阿门。
But the problem, dear brothers and sisters and friends,
可是亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们，问题是
is that we were created to be in a close relationship with God.
我们当初被神创造的时候，神是把这个这个放在我们中间，就是我们创造，就是为了和神有一个亲密的关系。
For him to be our focus, our satisfaction, our dependence and trust.
他是我们的生活的焦点，他是我们应该我们所仰赖的，他也是我们的满足所在。
We were created to worship something, but to worship God.
我们是被造的时候是要敬拜。一些东西的，这个就是敬拜真神。
But when we don't have a situation where we don't have a relationship with God, as to those who do not yet believe in Jesus,
但当我们还没有成为信徒的时候，也就是非基督徒的时候，我们与神还没有那个关系的时候呢？
Or if we have a situation where maybe even as a believer, we have a temporary blockage in our relationship with God, where we have temporarily strayed from Him.
或者是我们已经成为了信徒，已经成为了基督徒，但我们和神的生命中就有那么暂时的一段时间有阻塞，或者是堵起来了，因为我们远离了神。
We begin to inflate other things in our life to religious proportions so that they become our focus and what we worship.
在这两种情况之下，我们有这么一个倾向，就是把生命中的其他事物放大到一定的程度。 变到神的一种地位，然后我们来依靠他，我们来敬拜他。
In order to try to fill the vacuum that is left by our exclusion of God.
是为了填满我们心中的空虚，而这个空虚是从何而来呢？是因为我们把神拒之门外。
Augustine had a famous statement.
奥古斯丁曾经说过一句有名的话。
He says, "Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in Thee."
他说，我们的心若不安息在你的怀中，便不得安宁。
It is only true because we were created to be in that close relationship with the Lord.
只有当你知道这个道理，就是我们在被创造的时候，就是应该与神有这么一个亲密的关系，这句话才可能成立。
But when we have no relationship or a temporarily broken relationship,
如果我们跟神完全没有这个关系，或者我们跟神有这个关系，可是短时间之内这个关系被阻塞住了。
Then we will become unsatisfied and restless, and life can lack a sense of purpose or meaning.
我们会变得非常的没有满足感，我们也变得躁动不安，我们的生活没有意义，也没有目的。
G.K. Chesterton expanded on Augustine's thought when he said this: When we cease to worship God, we do not worship nothing; we worship anything.
G.K. 切斯特顿曾经说过一句话，可能会使你对这个想法有进一步的了解。他说，如果你不信上帝的话，那你的问题是不是你不会有信仰，是你什么信仰都有可能有。
Dear brothers and sisters, have you ever experienced something like this?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，你们曾经体验过这种事情吗？
Maybe temporarily you have strayed from the Lord, but then during a time when the Holy Spirit uses His word or some other way to, or a person encouraging you to bring you back in a close relationship with the Lord.
也许在你生活中有这么一段经历，就是你有一段时间远离了神，然后圣灵通过某句圣经上的话、人的话或者某个人把你带回到神的身边的时候，
and you come back into a close relationship with the Lord.
你又恢复到与神的亲密的关系之中。
Have you never asked yourself, how could I have spent so much time, and how could I have spent so much time and so much energy on that?
你曾经有过这种想法吗？就会经常会质问你自己，我当初为什么会花这么多的时间和精力在这些事情上？
That has been my experience.
我曾经经历过这种想法。
In other words, when we cease to worship God, God is not simply eliminated. We build up God's substitutes in His place, in which we trust and try to obtain fulfillment.
也就是说，当我们停止敬拜神的时候，或者不相信神的时候，不是说神被我们赶出我们的心门，而是说我们会建立很多很多的代神。也就是说，来代替神的位子，我们从他们中间得到满足，我们来依靠他们。
And all kinds of things can be potential idols or God's substitutes in our life.
所有的事情在我们的生活中都可能成为代神，或者成为我们的偶像。
Maybe it is an attachment to something that may be in itself not necessarily wrong.
也许是对某件事情的一种依恋或者恋慕。这种东西本身也许不是坏事，或者不是一件错误的事情。
But over time, you come to find that God seems far away, and he seems like He's less of a need in your life.
可是你发现，当你有这么一种依恋的时候，你觉得好像神离你越来越远，而且你好像没有以前那么需要神。
Or maybe His commands begin to seem unnecessary or unrealistically prohibitive.
或者是你可能觉得神的命令在圣经里所说的话，这些命令好像可有可无，或者是有时候觉得好像太严厉了，让你望而却步。
And in loyalty to one of those idols in our life, we begin to live a compromising life.
因为你愿意委身于你这个偶像，或者是忠诚于你这个偶像，使得你在真实的生活中过了一个妥协的基督徒生活。
Or maybe you find that those things can become what you trust in and depend upon rather than God.
也许你随着时间的推移，你觉得这些事情会成为你可以信靠的一些事情，而你不再把你的信靠和仰赖放在神的身上。
That idol can be all kinds of things.
偶像可以是任何的东西。
Wealth, recognition, power, a physical object.
也可能是我们的财富，也可能是我们的偶像，或者是我们的声誉是我们的偶像。也许是我们的权利，也是我们的偶像。
A person, an activity, a hope or goal in life, a hobby, a pleasure, anything can substitute for God.
一件物品可以成为我们的偶像，一个人可以成为我们生命的偶像，或者是一个活动喜好，或者是我们平常娱乐的方式都可能成为我们的偶像。
And can cause us to lose our focus on the Lord in a prolonged manner.
它可以使我们长期的把我们的眼睛从神的身上移开，放在别的东西上面。
And our devotion turns to the idol rather than to God.
我们那个时候就会委身在我们的偶像身上，而不会委身在我们的神身上。
And we cannot overlook what is usually the greatest idol in our life.
可是谈到偶像的时候，我们不要忽略我们生命中最大的偶像。
The one that you see when you look in the mirror.
当你第一眼往镜子里看过去的时候，那就是你生命里最大的偶像。
Whenever your attitude toward God is my will be done rather than your will be done.
当你在神的面前的态度是我想怎么着就怎么着，而不是说你的意愿得到成全的时候。
But I believe that the key issue with idolatry is whom or what do you trust or depend on in the place of God.
可是我觉得在我们谈偶像崇拜的时候，最重要的一个问题是，我们想应该知道的是，在神的位置上，你把什么事情或者什么人作为你的偶像。
In 2 Kings 18 verse 5, it tells us that Hezekiah was commended for his trust in the Lord.
在列王记下十八章第五节里谈到，西西家因为他信靠神，得到了称颂。
This is it says Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all the kings of Judah, either before him or after him.
列王记下十八章第五节说道，西西家倚靠耶和华以色列的神，在他前后的犹大列王中，没有一个及他的。
God wants our trust and dependence to be in Him and in nothing else and in no one else.
神希望我们所有的依靠，我们的信靠都是在他里面，而不是在任何的其他的事物或者人身上。
But this is also where Hezekiah failed later in his reign.
可是如果你读下去的话，发现西西家在晚年在做王的时候，他却失败了，没有做到这一点。
He failed because he became prideful of all his wealth and accomplishments.
他失败的原因是因为他变得非常骄傲，他为他所有的财富，为他的成就感到骄傲。
And he temporarily lost his trust and dependence on the Lord.
他有一段时间，他的信靠和仰赖不是在耶和华身上。
And he placed it in his wealth and possessions, which became his God and became the high place in his life.
他把他的信靠，把他的仰赖放在他的财富和他的所有的拥有的一切身上。那就成为他生命中的秋坛。
Practically, what can this look like in our lives?
如果实际一点讲的话，这些秋坛或者偶像崇拜在我们生命中是一些什么问题呢？
If you think about it, people usually worship idols in order to obtain wealth, health, prosperity, or blessings.
如果你想一想的话，大家拜偶像的目的是什么呢？就是为了有钱有身体好，或者是有很繁荣。
May you give me wealth.
愿你赐给我金钱。
May you give me prosperity, health, blessings in life.
愿你使我一切事情都非常顺利，给我好的身体。
And for us, even as believers, our trust is no longer on the Lord when we say, as we are looking at something in our life, may you bring me wealth. May you bring me prosperity. May you bring me blessings in life.
所以当我们基督徒，我们信徒有些时候，我们在我们的生命中所呈现的也是这一点。我们看到某些东西，然后我们在这些东西面前下拜说，愿你赐给我财富，愿你赐给我健康，愿你赐给我祝福。
Before closing this message, I want to just briefly give you practically four possible high places in our lives. There are more, but I just want to list four of them to you.
在结束今天的讲道之前，我想给你们讲四个我们生命中可能有的秋坛。
Things that need to be removed from our lives.
我们需要把这些从我们的生命中去除掉。
Where it's easy for us to trust and to depend on rather than God.
我们非常容易来我们来信靠，来仰赖这些这些偶像或者秋坛。
And for them to give us a sense of security or fulfillment in life.
我们有时期望从这些事情或者人中间得到我们的安全感。
One of the high places that we often have in our lives is the acceptance and recognition of man.
其中一个很有可能出现的我们的秋坛，就是我们很希望大家能够接纳我们，能够赞许我们。
Whenever we fear man more than we fear God.
当我们惧怕人多于惧怕神的时候。
Whenever we, like the Pharisees, are more interested in pleasing man rather than pleasing God.
当我们像法利赛人一样，我们愿意取悦于人多于取悦于神的时候。
We care more about what man thinks than what God thinks.
我们更在乎人怎么想，多于在乎神怎么想。
And to think that a person will bring you happiness and satisfaction in life.
我们很可能也有时候认为某一个人会给我们带来生命中的满足和成就感。
But the Bible says in Proverbs 29:25, fear of man will prove to be a snare or a trap, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe.
可是箴言29:25说到，惧怕人的陷入网罗，唯有依靠耶和华的必得安稳。
Another thing that could become a high place in our life, and this is very common, is material possessions or things.
除了有人的接纳，另外一个我们生命中很可能有的秋坛是我们的物质的所有。
It could be some physical object.
可能就是一件东西。
It could be accumulated wealth or investments.
可能是我们积累下的财富或者是投资。
Or in Southern California, some type of real estate.
或者在南加州也可能是我们的房地产。
It is not that these things are necessarily wrong in themselves.
这些东西本身并没有什么错。
But if they become our trust, our focus instead of God, then they have become our idol.
但是如果我们不去信靠神，不去依赖神，而是把我们的信靠放在这些东西上面的话，他们就会成为我们生命中的偶像。
I still remember many years ago the devastation in Louisiana and Mississippi by Hurricane Katrina, a Category 5 hurricane.
我还记得当初在一个叫卡特琳娜飓风来到路易斯安那和密西西比的时候，当初发生的一些破坏的形象。
Within a very short period of time, the entire city of New Orleans, as we knew it, no longer existed.
在很短暂的一段时间里。这一个我们曾经认识并且知道的这个城市叫新奥尔良就不复存在。
157,000 homes were completely flooded, almost 2,000 died.
大概有157,000的家庭房子被水淹没大概有2,000多人死在这次飓风里面。
As you looked at the news, you saw cars scattered around like dominoes.
当你看电视看这个新闻的时候，你看那些车子浮在水里的时候散在一起像多米诺骨牌一样。
Houses consisting of like broken matchsticks.
这些房子却变得像火柴棒一样。
People going back to their homes and finding all they have left is a cement slab.
当人们回到他们的家乡来寻找他们的房子的时候，他们找不到房子了，只看见地上的水泥根基。
And I still remember pictures where people were rushing to try to get on these transport buses to take them out of the city. And they had was like a little bag. Everything else was gone. They had a personal bag. And the bus driver said, no personal items, only you. No bags, nothing, only you.
对我来说印象非常深刻的一幕是当初很多人都要坐上大巴带领他们离开这个险境。有一些人想带一个小小的包，把他们的个人用品放在包里和他们一起带走。可是开大巴的司机说，不准带任何包裹，不准带任何个人用品，只有你人可以上这个大巴。
Literally, they were left with nothing.
也就是说，他们基本上走的时候是一针一线都带不走的。
And for me, it made an impression on me because at that time, I had a cousin that was with us at the time who lived in Louisiana. And this cousin was giving us firsthand how bad the situation actually was there.
这件事为什么我印象非常深刻呢？因为我当初有个表兄弟住在路易斯安那，他用他亲眼目睹的一些事情告诉我们，使得我印象非常深刻。
And it was just a small reminder to me of the fragileness and the shortness of human life.
对我来说，这个故事是一个小小的提醒，提醒我们生命是非常短暂的，也是非常脆弱的。
How temporary our possessions can be.
我们在地上的这些所有这些财物是非常非常短暂的。
But most importantly, that man is not ultimately in control of his destiny. God is.
更重要的是，这个故事提醒我们，我们人是没有办法掌控我们的命运，只有神能够掌控我们的命运。
I still remember at that time there was a famous Green Bay Packers quarterback, Brett Favre.
当初有一个叫Brett Favre 的一个人，他是一个非常有名的美国橄榄球球队的叫绿湾包装工球队，他是一个四分卫，他曾经说过。
And he was from Mississippi, and he was affected by Katrina.
他也是密西西比人，他也是当初被卡特琳娜飓风受到影响。
And he had problems even buying a loaf of bread.
他当初想买一块面包都买不到。
And this is what he said.
这是他所说的话。
He says it, and he was rich, and he was popular, well known.
这个四分足球四分卫是非常富有的，而且他非常的有名，而且大家都知道他。
He says it doesn't matter how much money you have or how well known you are when there's not even a store.
他说，不管你多有钱，不管你多么有名，大家都能够认识你。当连个商店都没有的时候，你什么都买不到。
I remember that the situation was similar to that and even worse in 2008 in Sichuan, China.
我记得在2008年发生了一个非常相似的情景，是在中国四川发生的事情。
I remember being there and seeing the tents that the people were living in all over the place as far as the eye could see.
我当初去的时候，我看到的是那边地上搭满了帐篷。
And here in Southern California, we keep hearing about the big one.
在南加州，我们所听到这个耸人听闻的就是这一个大地震或大灾难的来临。
They were saying when the San Andreas fault goes off, it's going to cause a lot of damage.
他们曾经说过，圣安德烈斯这个断层，如果这边发生地震的时候，我们会有很多的。
But now they're saying the San Andreas may not be the biggest concern.
可是现在的说法又是圣安德烈斯这个断层并不是最大的一个值得担心的事情。
The biggest concern may be a fault that we didn't even realize before, the Puente Hills fault.
最大的一个令人值得担心的事情并不是这个断层，而是一个更大的断层，也就是 Puente Hills 的断层。
Because this fault runs through some of the most populated areas of Los Angeles.
Even Puente Hills, 这个断层它穿过洛杉矶人口最密集的一块地带。
And if that fault goes off, it will do even more damage than the San Andreas.
如果地震在那里发生的话，那么就会带来更大、更不可以想象的一些破坏。
Just mention a couple other high places very quickly, trusting and depending on your own abilities.
我再快速的讲一下剩下来有可能的几个在我们生命中的秋坛。一个是相信或者是仰赖我们自己的能力。
To determine the direction of your life.
相信我们自己可以掌控我们自己生命的方向。
To direct the goals of your life.
相信我们可以自己来实现我们生活中的目标。
To try to protect your life, protect your health.
我们自己能保护我们的生命，自己能保护我们的健康。
Brothers and sisters and friends.
弟兄姐妹朋友们。
We could leave this earth at any time.
我们不知道什么时候我们就会离开这个地球。
Are we ready to meet our Lord?
我们有没有准备好来见我们的主？
And one last thing I want to mention as a potential high place in our lives.
最后一个我想跟你们谈的是一个有可能在我们生命中的秋坛。
Is that is secret or hidden sins in our life.
就是那些不为人知的一些在你在隐秘的一些罪。
What was so attractive about those high places? There was sexual immorality going on, and the Israelites would often go to those high places because they thought that no one knew.
当初在以色列的那个时代， 发生的是在丘坛里面会发生很多一些不道德的性行为，那么这些以色列人感到非常受吸引，他们就到那些丘坛去看，他们认为别人不知道什么事情发生了。
Secret sins where you think that no one else knows about in this world.
这些秘密的这些罪或者是不为人知的罪，你可能以为世界上别人不知道。
But God knows.
可是神知道。
And often it is a situation where it is not that we cannot give them up. The reality is we do not want to give them up.
大多数的时候我们意识到我们的罪的时候，并不是我们不能不做，而是我们不愿意洗手不干。
This can include sins such as envy.
这些罪是什么罪呢？也可能是嫉妒。
Pride.
也可能是骄傲。
An unforgiving spirit.
可能是不愿意原谅人的一种灵。
Sexual window shopping.
或者是游离的眼睛。
Gossip.
或者是嚼舌。
Anything that you hold on to that repeatedly distracts you from focusing on God.
就是那你拼命的想抓住的那些东西，一些暗中的罪，他们会一而再再而三的影响你，使你没有办法定睛在神的身。
Let me bring this message now to a close.
让我来结束今天的正道。
The tendency to create God's substitutes in our life is still with us today.
就在今天，这个在我们的心中住上自己的偶像或者代神的这个趋向还是存在的。
And it is not by coincidence that John, in his book, in the book 1 John, chapter 5, ends that book of the Bible with the very last verse saying, Dear children, keep yourselves from idols.
在约翰他写的一本书，也就是约翰一书的5:21，他写了一句话，这句话并不是巧合，而是他认为这是非常重要的。他讲到小子们啊，你们要自守，远避偶像。
These words were written to believers, and they didn't simply refer to statues made out of stone or wood.
约翰在约翰一书的5:21中讲的这句话，其实他的对象是给那些基督徒，也就是信徒写的。他讲的偶像不是那些用木头或者石头雕出来的那些有形体的偶像。
So this totally applies to us today.
所以这完全与我们今天的人也是有关联的。
The primary reason that Jesus, who is God come in the flesh, came down to this earth.
主要的原因，耶稣，也就是神道成肉身来到这个世界。
Was to die on the cross for our sins, to suffer and die in our place.
他来到这个世界的主要的原因是为了我们在十字架上为了我们的罪而受死。
So that if we receive Jesus into our life as our Savior and Lord.
他做我们的替罪羔羊，所以当我们接受耶稣基督进入我们的生命中，成为我们的救主和我们的主的时候，
Our sins are forgiven and we will have eternal life with God.
我们的罪会得赦免，我们会与神永永远远地生活在一起。
The Bible says that Christ died for our sins, but he rose again on the third day. We serve a living Savior, the living God.
圣经上说，基督为我们的罪而死，他又复活，我们所服侍的是一位又真又活的主。
That is the primary reason that Jesus came down.
这就是耶稣来到世上的一个最大的最主要的原因。
But Jesus also came down to show us what the true God is like.
耶稣来到世上还有别的原因，他也是为了让我们知道真正的神是怎么样的一位神。
So that we can know and worship the God who is true.
这样的话我们就可以来认识和敬拜这一位真神。
It says clearly in 1 John 5:19-20.
在约翰一书的5:19-20非常清楚地说到。
1 John 5:19-20, it says, We know that we are children of God, and that the whole world is under control of the evil one. We know also that the Son of God has come, and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life.
约翰一书5:19-20，我们知道我们是属神的， 全世界都握在那恶者手下。二十节，我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们，使我们认识那位真实的。我们也在那位真实的里面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面，这是真神，也是永生。
So it is in the context of truth rather than falsehood that John ends with, Dear children, keep yourselves from idols. In other words, keep yourselves from that which is false and not true.
所以这个约翰一书五章二十一节，它的这个上下文，它的背景是十九节二十节谈到的真实与虚伪的区别。当约翰说到小子们呐、啊，你们要自守远避偶像的时候，他是说你们要远避那虚假的，信靠那真实的。
Jesus also came to show how we should act toward the true God.
耶稣来到世上也为了向我们显示，让我们知道我们是应该如何的回应上帝。
When Jesus says to the Father in Luke 22:42, Father, if you are willing, take this cup. That means this cup of suffering from me, yet not my will.But yours be done.
如果你看路加福音二十二章四十二节的时候，他说到：“父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。”这里的杯指的是苦难的杯。然而，不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
Jesus also showed us how much God cares for us, how much He loves us, and how much He is sacrificially involved with us.
耶稣也向我们显示。这么一位神，他是如何的关心我们，如何的爱我们，如何的以这种牺牲的这种形象，在我们的生活中与我们同在。
Graham Kendrick said it well in his hymn in the song "Servant King," when he said, "Hands that flung stars into space to cruel nails surrendered."
一个 Graham Kendrick， 他是一个写圣诗的一个作者，他一首圣诗叫做。奴仆国王，他里面讲到这一句话说，那手曾铺满天星宿，曾任铁钉扎伤刺痛。
Jesus showed us that God is the God that not only loves, but who desires to be loved in return.
耶稣向我们显示，我们所信的神不只是一位充满慈爱的神，他也愿意我们去爱他。
He also showed that God cannot be controlled, who is not weak like us or a false idol.
他也告诉我们，耶稣的到来也告诉我们，我们所信的神，他是不能被我们所掌控的。他不像我们，或者是我们所拜的偶像一样，是软弱的。
He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
他是阿尔法，他是俄美伽，他是首先的，他也是末后的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
From what has been happening recently and ongoing in our culture and in our world, decisions by the government.
在最近的一段时间里，在我们的文化里，在我们的世界里所发生的一些事情，以及政府所做的一些抉择。
Why am I so burdened to share this with you today?
为什么我今天有这么强烈的负担要和你们分享这个信息呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, it is because we are in the last days of the last days.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，因为我认为我们现在已经是在末日的末日里面。
We need to be prepared to make a stand for our faith.
我们要准备好，我们准备好站立起来。来捍卫我们的信仰。
We need to be prepared to demonstrate total commitment and loyalty to our loving Lord.
我们要准备好向世界上来显示，对神的完全的委身是怎么样的一回事。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，That will be very difficult to do if the high places continue to remain in our lives.
如果在你生命中秋坛存在一天。你就没有办法完全的委身给这位神。
As we have heard the message this morning,
今天早上当你听完这个正道的时候
，Are there any high places in your life right now?
你的生活中是不是有任何秋坛
？Before I gave this message to you, I have already dealt with the ones in my own life.
在我今天早上正道之前，我已经跟我自己对付了我心中很可能存在的秋坛。
Things that repeatedly cause you to lose your focus on the Lord.
那些常常的一而再再而三的使我把我的眼目从神身上移去的那些秋坛。
To trust and depend upon rather than God.
我信靠或者是仰赖他多于我信靠和仰赖神。
In which you think will where you can find happiness and satisfaction.
也许有时候我们从他中间寻找快乐。
Ask the Lord to help you to remove those high places in your life.
求神帮你除去你心中的秋坛。
So you can be more wholehearted toward him and so that you can love him more than anything else in this world.
这样的话你才可以完完全全的委身于上帝，你才可以爱神超过爱世上的任何一切事物。
Let's pray.
让我们大家一起来祷告。
Our dear Lord Jesus.
亲爱的主耶稣。
When you were asked what is the greatest commandment?
当你被别人问到最大的一个诫命是什么的时候。
You being God come in the flesh.Knew the answer to that question.
你作为道成肉身的神，你知道这个问题的答案。
Your response is that the greatest commandment is this.
你的回答是最大的诫命是。
That you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind.
要尽心尽力尽意爱你的神。
And Lord, you showed us, Lord Jesus, that you are a God. You are the God that loves us.
你向我们显示，你就是那位爱我们的神。
And that you desire to be loved in return.
你也愿意我们回报对你的爱。
But Lord Jesus, we know that our hearts are prone to wander.
可是主耶稣，我知道我们的心经常愿意远离你。
Lord Jesus, although we have experienced your unconditional love and sacrifice towards us, our eyes are continually looking elsewhere.
主耶稣基督，我们虽然知道，也知道你对我们的无条件的爱和牺牲，可是我们的眼睛总是游离的，会离开你。
Lord Jesus, I pray that you would use your word that we have seen today to speak to us.
耶稣基督，我们求你用今天我们所听到的你的话语跟我们讲话。
Because Lord, only by your Holy Spirit can we truly be changed or convinced of our need to change.
因为唯有藉着圣灵，我们才真正的可以得到改变，或者真正的认识到我们心里我们所做的一切事情需要改变。
And Lord Jesus, I pray that by your Holy Spirit, that you would show us the high places in our lives.
我们求你向我们显明，藉着圣灵向我们的心里显明我们生命中的秋坛在哪里。
And also by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would help us to keep our eyes focused on you, the beginner and finisher of our faith, on the cross.
也求主藉着圣灵来帮助我们，能够把我们的眼目定睛在你的身上，因为你是使我们信心创始成终的那一位。
So that, Lord, our desire to remove the high places in our lives does not come from simply an obligation or an order or a command.
所以主啊，我们今天我们的愿望是除去我们心中的秋坛。
But because we
have 来做这件事情。
But because we have seen your love.
而是因为我们看见了你的爱。
And your love compels us and it constrains us.
你的爱激励我们，你的爱也约束我们。
So that we can live in the way that you desire for us to live.
让我们能够活出你所希望我们活出的生活的样式。
Lord Jesus, these are the last days.
主耶稣，这已经是在我们已经是在末日里了。
We are fully in them.
我们已完完全全的。
Lord Jesus, by your grace, by your mercy, help us to stand firm in our love and our devotion and our loyalty to you.
主耶稣基督，因着你的，请赐给我们恩典和怜悯，让我们能够在爱你，在能忠心的忠诚的向你，能够站立的稳。
That we will never be ashamed of you.
我们永远不要以你为耻。
And we will never be ashamed of the gospel.
也不要以福音为耻。
We pray all this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样祷告，是奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.